Taking a look first at your news for today. Some major improvements are being planned for one of San Lac County's parks. The San Lac County Park Commission plans to address accessibility issues at Lexington Park. One of the key upgrades is replacing and winding the 5-foot-wide bridge with a wide pedestrian bridge, which links the south campground section of the park to the north day-use section of the park, with a new 8-foot-wide handicap accessible bridge. Some of the other improvements that are being planned include a new 8-foot walking trail in the day-use section of the park, as well as changing the tennis courts into pickleball courts. However, that work will depend on the county receiving funding from the Michigan Department of Natural Resources Trust Fund Development Grant. The San Lac County Park Commission is in the process of filling out the paperwork for that grant, so it can be submitted by April the 1st. There will also be a public hearing on the proposed upgrades and the grant to be submitted to pay for the work. The hearing will be 7 p.m. Tuesday, February the 3rd at the San Lac County EOC building in Sandusky. The hearing will cover both the recreation plan review and the specific grant application process. And in other news for today, Flock license plate reader cameras are the newest piece of crime-fighting equipment, but they've become a controversial issue in the county of Lapeer. Flock LPR cameras are used by law enforcement to help identify vehicles involved in crimes, locate missing people, and recover stolen cars. The cameras capture images of license plates and vehicle characteristics, which will help with searching and sharing alerts. In November, Sheriff Scott McKenna requested purchasing 24 cameras to install in various parts of the county. The issue of the cameras came up again at this month's county meeting. The initial cost to buy the cameras was $104,600. After that, the annual cost is $83,500 per year for 4 years. The key issue with the cameras is weighing the matter of public safety against personal privacy. During the meeting, more than 24 people spoke of their concerns about some of the other issues that the cameras could be used for and how they might impact a person's rights. The Metamora Township Police Department is already using Flock cameras, and the city of Lapeer is also considering using the cameras as well. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at further news right after this.
How serious is youth vaping? Irreversible lung damage serious? 1 in 10 kids vape serious? Which warrants a serious conversation from a serious parental figure like yourself. Not the seriously know-it-all sports dad or the seriously smart podcaster. It requires a serious conversation that is best had by you. No, seriously. The best person to talk to your child about vaping is you. To start the conversation, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Returning now to your news for the hour, a bench warrant with a body bond has been issued for Shane Lee Cook Jr. after he failed to appear for a bond violation hearing. The hearing addressed an alleged bond violation from earlier this year, with the report filed on January the 27th. Prosecutor Alexander Faney requested the warrant, noting Cook's history of absconding from bond in previous cases. Defense attorney Elizabeth Weisenbaugh stated she had met with Cook yesterday and informed him of the hearing, but received no response to her attempts to contact him today. The court confirmed Cook's absence via security cameras and granted the prosecution's motion ordering the bench warrant. And another news for today. A commercial truck driver escaped injury after a rear-end collision with a passenger vehicle on a slushy Huron County roadway on January the 22nd at approximately 2:57 p.m., according to a police report. The crash occurred during daylight hours on a non-freeway straight part of the road when an eastbound 2005 Orange International 9400 Semi hauling a motor vehicle in transport struck the rear end of a passenger car that had slowed down ahead of it, according to the report. The truck driver told investigators the vehicle in front began to turn, but then continued straight on without signaling, and the truck could not stop in time on the slippery surface. The Semi sustained minor damage to the front left of the vehicle, while the passenger car's driver's side taillight was also damaged. The second vehicle left the scene before deputies arrived, and any injuries to that driver are currently unknown. The truck driver was using a shoulder and lap belt, and alcohol is not believed to be suspected to be involved in this case, and deputies listed roadway conditions as slushy at the time of the collision. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Thumb Area news anytime, you can always go online to thumbnet.net. And taking a look next at your obituaries, there are currently no area deaths to report for today. Wednesday, January the 28th of 2026, for a complete look at your Thumb Area obituaries anytime, you can also go online to thumbnet.net.